Dear friends, here the psalmist speaks of the greatness of God and how the believer is to praise the Lord amongst the nations. And when you think about it, friends, here is David. He is living in a world that only God is worshipped in one location, as it were, amongst one group of people. The knowledge of the Lord has not spread around the world. There is so much paganism, idolatry. But he says this, I will sing, I will praise thee among the nations. That's what I'm going to do. Yes, they might laugh at me. Yes, they may reject me. Yes, they may persecute me. Yes, my life will be filled with trouble. Yes, men will come against me. Enemies will come all over me to destroy me. But he goes on to say, but God is sovereign over all of these things. Everything he owns. He mentions all these names. God has spoken in his holiness. He says, I'm going to divide these nations. I will divide Shechem. I will mete out, that is, measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. So God is saying, all of these things, they are under my control. They're all mine. So the psalmist is reminding himself of the absolute sovereignty of God and that God owns everything. And so he can praise God. He can trust God. And so when he is failing, when he is in trouble, when the enemies come, what can he do then? He can pray. He can say, give us help in trouble. I'm in trouble, Lord, because thou owns all things. Thou art sovereign over all things. Give us help. And that's interesting, isn't it? He doesn't anymore say, give me help. He begins the psalm by saying, I, but now he says, us, his people. All of us are in it. All of us. It's not just him praising God. It's not just him acknowledging the Lord. There are people added to him now. And so he says, we are all in trouble. Lord, help us. Oh, there are people who are trying to go after the strength of man, but vain it is. Vain is the help of man. We don't want the help of man. We don't want to simply work out how to fix this issue by man's wisdom. And then he says, through God, we shall do valiantly, not through ourselves. It's the Lord, ultimately, that we need, dear friends. Our enemies will be brought down by our God. And one of the wonderful ways that God brings down his enemies, he actually turns them from being his enemies to become his friends. By his grace, through Jesus Christ, he turns souls of Tarsus to be one of his apostles who persecuted him. And then he changed his heart. Saul was not looking for God. He wasn't interested in the Lord. But by his sovereign decree, God had chosen to save his enemy, Saul, and many others, David included. And so, dear friends, let us have confidence in God. Let us not be so worried about the enemies of the gospel. Let us go with confidence that God could even change their hearts and God could even save them. So, dear friends, let us pray with expectation and confidence then. Let us all seek the Lord.